Prego.
I'm Amanda, and I'm a nervous alcoholic. Okay, take a break. Breathe with me. I'd like to thank Larry for asking me to come and speak. He hunted me down at Old Town Speakers. And at that time, it was November, and I think I had about like 9 months. And he said, oh, well, you have to have a year. And I said, oh, whew. And he said, don't worry, I'll book you for June. I was like, oh, great. So I've been dreading this for like 7 months now. So this week I was like, oh, no. There's been a lot of praying going on. And thanks to the man who told me, lady, this isn't a PTA meeting. I think you're in the wrong spot right now. I guarantee you, I am an alcoholic. What it was like for me, I'll just start. Growing up, I always knew I was the weird kid. You know, I started off in isolation from a very young age. We lived up in this place called Sunnymead, which is now like Ritchie Canyon, which is in between like San Bernardino and Moreno Valley. And we lived on like 5 acres in the middle of nowhere. And my friends were a bunch of lizards. And they were. I had Lizzie the lizard, and I was devastated when he ended up in our spa upside down. I think I changed elementary schools like 6 times before I was in 5th grade. And I think that really kind of started me off in a weird spot. I was always, you know, I would make friends and then I would be gone and I would never talk to them again. And that's kind of how I've lived my whole life, you know. And I was just kind of weird, kind of scared and always nervous to be in front of people. And drinking, when I first started drinking, it took me away from all that. And I was like, woohoo, this is great. I love all of you. And so exciting. And I wasn't that isolated person anymore. I was able to come out of my shell. And that's, of course, until the end of my drinking, when I never wanted to see anybody again. And I wouldn't come out of the house, and decided Vons.com was like where it was at, because I didn't have to go to the store and I didn't have to see anybody and they didn't have to see me. And anyway, I have all the crazy stories. I've gotten into car accidents where we've ended up in somebody's living room. I've totaled my car. I've broken my leg. You know, and I just thought normal people live like that, you know, just everybody does this shit. Oh, sorry. Edit, beep. my alcoholism took me to, you know, a very bad place, you know, where it used to be fun and awesome, and it wasn't that anymore, and it got to the point where, you know, like I said, I didn't want to leave the house, and literally it would be days on end drinking. It would be 4 or 5 days drinking, and I'm talking like, you know, I wasn't sleeping, so I was drinking, or I was passed out for a few hours and then up drinking again. And I have an alcoholic husband, which worked out well for me. It was never, oh, no, we're not drinking today. I was like, woo, let's party. So, you know, it was, good morning, here's your shot. Sweet, you know. I love you. So it had gotten to the point where it wasn't fun anymore, and I couldn't get out of bed for like 5 days in a row. And it just went more and more downhill. And my prayers used to be, you know, to God, were like, oh, God, please just save me from this drinking episode, and I won't drink tomorrow, you know, and just help me today. And it wasn't working. And pretty soon, my prayers turned from that to, dear God, just whatever you can do to help me, please just do it. And I was praying that all day, all the time. Like I said, I couldn't get out of bed. It was all I thought about. I thought I was going to die. I was about 40 pounds heavier. I was puffy like a blowfish. You know, I was the type who didn't shower for 4 or 5 days. You know, I looked like the sea hag, you know, just like crazy, like, oh, disgusting and dirty. And God answered my prayers with, you know, like that moment of like that desperation. And I was like, I'm an alcoholic. And just like saying it, I was like, whoa. And I called my mom and I said, Mom, I'm an alcoholic. And she's like, I knew it, you know. And what's that? And she's screaming at me. And I'm like, please don't yell at me right now. I can't take this, you know, like I'm in trouble. And luckily my husband was, his sister was in the program, and we called her and she's like, get to a meeting. And I was like, oh, okay, you know. And I was so sick. I couldn't get there for like 3 days just because I honestly couldn't leave the house. And topple that with my anxiety and my craziness that it took me a lot to walk up the stairs of the Pacific Beach Alano Club and just sit in the back hiding, you know, with my hat and my hood and my scary self. And I just started crying. I heard what people were saying, and I sat there and I cried and I cried. And I just didn't think that there were people like you and me in the program. I thought everybody was that Barney or that Homer Simpson, you know. I honestly, that's what I thought. And I saw people that were my age, and people were laughing and having fun, and I was like, oh, my God. And now, look, I'm one of them. So, what it's like now is, hey, I've showered. I'm clean. I don't look like the sea hag. I don't have twigs in my hair right now like I used to. And I'm able to stand up here in public. Like, that's, for me, that was huge. Like, I could barely leave the house at that point. And to be able to stand up here, and I would have panic attacks when I would go out, and I didn't know what they were. I thought I was having a heart attack. And I've been to the doctor like a million times, and he's like, I just think you've got really bad anxiety. And I'm like, what? Like, you're crazy. Like, what am I paying you for? You suck. You know? And really, now it's like I sit there and I have to make myself like, you know. And I do a lot of praying, because I think God's really working in my life, because I wouldn't be able to stand up here. And today, things aren't all, you know, like, it's not all like chariots and puppy dog tails. I'm not like every day like, oh, you know, everything's perfect, because it's not. But now I know, I'm starting to know like a little bit about my disease, and I'm learning it from all of you, and that's really big. And last week in one of our women's meetings, we were talking about how help is the dirtiest four-letter word in our language, you know, to sit there and ask for help. And it's true. Like, that's one of my biggest problems is my isolation and, like, asking other people for help. And for me, for my sobriety, like, that's what I need to do to stay sober. So if you're new, like, what I would suggest is to stick around. And for me, that was a sucky part. You know, I was like, oh, I'm not just going to, like, come here once and everything's going to be good. You know, it's getting a commitment, like, right away. Get a commitment. Stick around. Come talk to people like me. And, you know, get accountable for yourself because it'll really help. And am I up for my 10 minutes yet? No, but that's really all I have. Thank you very much.